Welcome back, everybody, to our Let's Talk Green County program presented by the Community State Bank in Peyton. This is Coltrane Carlson, and our guest today with the Green County School District is a retiring teacher at the end of the year, Kevin Richards, here to talk to us about his career in the education industry during National Teacher Appreciation Week. So thank you very much, Kevin, for being on.
Thank you for asking me.
Well, talk to us briefly, Kevin, about how you went throughout your educational career, how many years you've been doing it, and the different grade levels that you handled over the years.
Okay, well, believe it or not, this is the end of my 31st year. You know, I've met a lot of really neat people, a lot of neat kids, a lot of successful kids. It all started way back in 1989 when I got here. I remember Tom Yepsen driving me around in the school's blue station wagon, showing me schools. You know, we were still at the old North Grade, right where the Hy-Vee sits now. I had to also go to Rippey to be shared with for 10 years, and then I was also at our middle school building. So I've been in the middle school in that building in my classroom for 31 years there. After 2 years, we built our new elementary schools, and then I was still going to the middle school. So I still had three buildings, and that lasted, like I said, for 10 years. And then a great art teacher that we had at the high school named Diane Foster, she retired, and Diane Kunzler, who was working over in Scranton, took her job. So now instead of going to Rippey, I was going to Scranton. So I would be going to Scranton and then my two other buildings here. And it wasn't the most ideal situation because I spent a lot of time on the road. And so a lot of times, you know, I was kind of scrambling to get things ready to go, and we made it work. Well, then eventually they closed the Scranton building. So then I just had the elementary here and the middle school. Well, then the East Green District, we started to share an agreement with them, and this is before we merged with them. So then eventually we are now one whole district, Greene County, and I'm finishing my career doing third and fourth grade at the elementary and then sixth, seventh, and eighth grade at the middle school. In my whole career, I've done all grades K through eight, so I've had experience in all of the grades up to eighth grade.
So, Kevin, can you tell us a little bit about what inspired you to go into teaching and specifically art education, and also working with the younger kids?
I always liked art, but when I was in the elementary school, art was something we always did on Fridays if we'd been good all week. So it wasn't really a huge factor in my life. But as I got older, I started taking some art classes. But I tell other people, too, that I took a lot of wood shop when I was in high school, and I took some art classes. So wood shop was probably my main concentration. And, you know, we built a house like they did here. I kind of liked that. I liked the carpentry part of it. But then after a while, I was out of school and I was working some job. Grew up in the Boone area, so I was working some jobs. And I just realized that they weren't going anywhere. I wasn't making any money, you know, and my buddies were off in college having a great time. I said, I want to do that. I went to DMAC in Boone and took some art classes there and graduated from there, transferred to Iowa State. And so I decided to continue with my art over there, and art education was just kind of something that appealed to me. I kind of fell into that, and so then after 31 years, here we are.
Well, Kevin, as you close the book on your educational career, what are a couple of things that you're going to be missing the most about not being in a classroom teaching with kids?
Obviously the kids, you know, and that's kind of why a lot of people get into education is because of the kids, and it's just kind of a bright spot in your day knowing that that's what you're going to do. And with my job, it was kind of neat because even though I was doing the same art every day when I was teaching, it was all different because the kids would be different, the situations would be different. So I kind of like that about it, just the variety in my job. And of course, the kids, the camaraderie that you get when you're with the other teachers and the associates and the other people and our custodians in our other buildings, you know, you kind of build great relationships with them. That'll be something I'll really miss too.
Well, certainly in these last probably 6 weeks here, unfortunately, you haven't been back in the classroom to be able to teach in front of kids because of the COVID-19 and temporarily closing the school buildings for the rest of the school year. Just talk to us about that and the unfortunate part that to wind down your last months in your career, you don't get to be in front of kids in a classroom setting now.
Yeah, it's tough, and I call this like the longest snow day I've ever been involved with. You know, the teachers always enjoy a snow day every month, or maybe once a month or whatever. I said, but this is ridiculous when it comes to the how much time we have to or for ourselves. But our teachers in our district have done a great job of keeping in touch with the kids. Every week, I'm responsible for an art activity to give to the kids, and that comes to the kids online or the ones that do not have access to the internet, a hard copy arrives with them. And I think a lot of other teachers, classroom teachers, are meeting with the kids at least twice a week online. Whereas I get on and I'll, if I might get on with the math teachers or might get on with the English teachers. And if kids have any questions for an hour, you know, at least I'll be there and I can see him so we can talk about stuff that way too.
So as we wrap up the program here, unfortunately, those high school seniors don't get to technically finish out their senior year in a classroom setting, but maybe some seniors are looking to maybe go into the education field, or maybe some of those college students that may be undecided are thinking about going into education. Being in education yourself for over 31 years, what do you have to say as far as some advice, being an advocate, things that you'd like to, you know, leave with people to help them make that decision whether or not they want to go into education?
I'd say one of the things is to maybe spend some time in schools. Maybe between the school year, maybe they could spend some time with some kids, either working at a daycare or getting in and doing some volunteer stuff with the schools to see if they really like being around kids, because that's such a big deal anymore. And you have so many kids that are so diverse with their backgrounds, so diverse with their educational opportunities that they've had, that you have to be very tolerant, you have to be flexible with those kind of situations. And you really have to love your subject matter too. You know, I remember when I was in college so many times, you know, I had professors that were just fantastic artists. And I thought to myself that they really weren't good teachers. You know, so you have to be able to not only be a great teacher and to get along with kids, but you also have to know your subject matter as well.
And that's our guest for today's Let's Talk Green County program here during National Teacher Appreciation Week is Green County School District art teacher Kevin Richards, retiring at the end of this year after 31 years in education. Community State Bank in Peyton is an independent, locally owned bank in business since 1956. Back with more here on the Raccoon Valley Radio Network.